distance learning program, even though it's blended, I think that that age group needs not only social contact with their peers, because that's part of our responsibility as an education facility to promote their socialization and getting along with their peers. But I also think that, you know, if a student is 3 or 4 years behind in reading and they're faced with a computer program, how are they going to get through all the maze of the terminology and whatever that's being presented? And I know that there is a teacher that supports that, but not on a regular basis. And I just think that that's not a responsible way to educate 13 and 14 year olds. There was a stress on, you know, we're innovative, we're different, and yet you have the same program, and the same program that was mentioned in the Grossmont district's petition, and yet our population is significantly different. For example, our African American population is 2.7%. Grossmont 7.2%. Our American Indian and Alaska Native, 0.2%. Grossmont, 0.7%. Asian, our Asian population is 1.4%, and Grossmont is 2%. Filipino, our Filipino population is 8.3%. Grossmont, 1.6%. Latino or Hispanic, our population is 77%. Grossmont, 37%. I won't go through it all, but my point is, why are you imposing a program that was made for Grossmont on us when our student population is significantly different? Another thing. Let's see, what else? I did like the fact that you offer work experience education. I did like that, and I think that that's something that our district should look at in the future, but... I did like that, and I commend you for that. You talk about on pages 54 and 55 the different plans for students achieving either below grade level or above grade level for English language learners. It was alluded to in one of the presentations that, yes, there is going to be an emphasis on foster and homeless youth as well as the socioeconomic disadvantaged, but yet none of those subgroups of students appear in the petition that you presented to us. Let's see. A few more things. The expected annual measurable outcomes are exactly the same as was in the Grossmont petition. And I would think that they might be a little bit different considering that we have a different population than Grossmont that I outlined in a previous comment. You know, it was mentioned that learning looks different for everybody, but yet you presented us with a cookie cutter of what you presented to Grossmont. And so, I don't know, I just find that hard to believe. My comments are over.
Thank you, Mr. Tarantino. Vice President Solis?
Excuse me, sir.
And I think with regards to our district, we're building a better district with more transparency. And just seeing that there's no structure of how everything's run, I don't see a reason why our staff needs to go out and find it. I think it's something that should be put into the petition. And it's just one of those things where I think we've been working super hard these past 2 years to be transparent. And it's just hard to see that transparency here on this petition. So that's one thing I have issues with. And with regards to one person making over 350,000, 371,000, for a total population of 4,000 students, our superintendent was ashamed, or she wasn't very happy with what we had offered her when she took the position. So, and the work and the amount of students that she's in charge of is just drastically different. So, I just have issues with that.
Thank you, Vice President Solis.
Trustee Paul.
Yes, I too attended
several conference workshops, learned a lot more about charters that I've already, and I'm sorry, but public comment's been closed. So it's our turn to talk now. I really feel that we are trying to serve the most vulnerable in our district, the kids with the most significant issues at the most vulnerable time. And we're building supports for that. We have great staff that is going and outreaching for that. We're tonight approving other items that are even bringing in more supports and putting kids that are at risk into an independent study for long term is a mistake, in my opinion. Without the contact back to their home school is even more risk, I think, for... So I have an issue with that. I have an issue with every charter that wants to pull out populations and identify that they're going to be serving poverty kids when they have no proof that that's the case, that that will be the outcome of what they do. Because that truly is great to talk about, but I haven't seen a lot of evidence to support the outcome of that once they're established. And I really feel that despite what might be said, there is significant issues around the structure of these finger districts across many different districts. Charter schools were supposed to be approved by one district, and that isn't the case here. And I cannot, I question that whole structure. And I feel that the oversight would be nearly impossible. And that is true. I feel that we have good representation here. The advice of our council and our general counsel and our staff, I have to rely on their expertise and what they know, what the good work they've done. I have to rely on them. Thank you.